You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. When we think of big moments in our lives, we may often imagine photographs, wedding pictures, baby announcements, smiling in front of a new house. But for all these events, there's also paper. Lots and lots of paper that needs to get signed and approved by the state. So when those big moments happen, there's often someone else there besides you and your family. Someone you don't spend very much time with, but who you couldn't do without. Producer Casey Miner introduces us to one such person in this episode of The Specialist.
Arena Collins lives in the Windsor Gardens Skilled Nursing Facility.
The room is a modern-day bleak government green with a shared television set and a schoolroom clock.
She's been here for about 9 months now. She's 56 years old, and right now, this room is her home. She had her first stroke a few years ago, then another one in early May, then another one. After that, her family moved her out of the city where she'd lived for almost four decades and brought her to the Bay Area to live with her cousin.
I'm grateful, but I want to go home. I feel like Dorothy. You know, when I click my heels together, I want to go home. I don't want to be here.
But going home wasn't an option. And after a few months, taking care of her got to be too much for her family members. And Arena says she didn't want to be a burden. So they helped her get into Windsor Gardens, about a half hour from where they live. She says, honestly, it's not so bad. But it's not a home. She wants to move back out on her own again, but she can't quite yet.
When I had my stroke, I lost everything. Everything in my house, it was like a walk away. And I walked away from everything I had. So everything includes a birth certificate.
She's not totally sure how this happened. She doesn't remember a lot about those days after the stroke, but she thinks there just wasn't time to sort through everything thoroughly. So now she's here, trying to start again. And before she can move forward, she needs to apply for a birth certificate. That's what's going to let her prove her identity to future landlords and apply for other documents she needs. To do that, she needs a witness, a professional witness.
I just, you know, get up in the morning, drive wherever I get a call. I just drive there, do my job, go to the second one, third one. I never get to think about what exactly I do. It's only now that you asked that I'm thinking about it.
I'm Casey Miner, and this is The Specialist.
My name is Sunil Jaswal.
Sunil Jaswal, Sunny for short, is a notary public. If you've met him, chances are you've spent about 5 minutes with him, maybe 10, or in extraordinary circumstances, 15. But they were probably pretty important minutes. Here's why. When you do something like authorize someone to help you get a birth certificate, draw up a will, sign a healthcare directive, all those things have to be notarized. That means an official from the state has to come and verify that you are who you say you are, that you're the one signing your own name, that you understand what you're signing, and that no one's coercing you into it.
ID with you?
Are you serious? Do I look like that ID? I was laying in bed one day. Let me see.
Do you want me to find it for you?
No, I don't think it would be possible to find it.
Earlier this week, he got a call from a local nonprofit that's helping Arena Collins get her documents in order. On the morning I met him, he was headed down to Windsor Gardens for a house call. In certain ways, it's very routine, but in other ways, it is not at all. Like a superhero, he answers your call, grabs his bag.
I have my office in my bag. That's my whole office.
Stamps your documents. And leaves.
You're like a notary Batman. You know, like somebody gives you a call and you grab your bag and you go. Does that feel, do you think about that description?
Yeah, I think, yes. I'd rather like Superman than Batman.
Okay.
Because I like to drive around and fly. Just, you know, hop in my car and then zoom. Notary Superman.
Notary Superman. In a Prius.
The farthest I had to drive once was for fingerprints. This guy from LA called me, said that one of my person needs fingerprints and he lives in Oregon.
The guy needed the fingerprints for his job, but Sonny's only licensed to work in California, so he couldn't go to Oregon. Instead, he drove overnight right up to the border.
It took 7 hours.
And met the guy in a casino parking lot.
And stayed there overnight, and then early morning, like 9 a.m., like I was there at the border. And we went to the casino yard, and there was like a parking lot in the casino. So I parked my car, and he showed up. He called me and said, I'm here. And then I did his fingerprint.
Right there in the casino parking lot. And then, since it was Saturday, and he'd convinced his wife and young son to come with him, they turned the drive home into a mini vacation.
And took my family back through the redwood trees, the national park. That was fun.
He drives more than 30,000 miles a year. Casino parking lots, homes, jails.
Senior nursing care facilities, residential care facilities, rehabilitation center, hospitals, doctor's clinic, law offices. I get calls from like weird places and I just go there wherever they tell me to.
Like pet stores.
So it happened once that, you know, this person called me and they wanted to meet me at a pet store. Because one of the pet had accidentally bitten the other person.
The guy who got bitten wanted the pet owner to pay the bill and wanted a notarized agreement.
Yeah, I have seen so many like weird documents in this 9 years. You cannot believe.
His Yelp reviews are uniformly positive and thank him for answering the call on weekends or in the dead of night. Like this one from a woman in the middle of a custody battle.
This was an urgent matter that we needed help with late at night, so I really appreciate him helping me out.
So maybe it's not a surprise that to get to know Sonny, you have to get in the car with him. And that's where I spent my whole day. Before we visited Arena Collins at the nursing facility, we went to a car repair shop. Later on, we swung by a bakery's corporate headquarters, and that was just the middle of the day. He'd already driven close to 200 miles by the time he picked me up at 10 a.m.
Can I take that?
Yes.
Red Tomatoes is Sonny. How may I help you?
His business is called Red Tomatoes, named after the movie review site Rotten Tomatoes.
No problem. We'll see you on Monday at 4:30.
And if you're thinking, that must sometimes get confusing, the answer is yes, it does. While we're in the car, his phone rings every few minutes. And yes, Hotel California is his ringtone.
I was born in 1974. I still listen it a lot. Like, you know, I was born in India. And kind of growing up, you know, all the elder kids used to listen to to this song. And this is, I don't know, one of my favorites.
Good thing, because he hears that song 20 to 25 times a day.
Hi, Ed. This is Sonny.
Every time he gets a call.
Senior home. I'm going to take this.
Red tomatoes, I'm going to help you.
Luce, can I take that?
Are you often in the position of writing down phone numbers and addresses while you're driving?
I have to multitask all the time. I have to eat my lunch when I'm driving. Because there are days where I don't get to make a stop, even for gas. Sometimes, like, it's time-sensitive things, so I have to just do everything on my driver's seat.
Time-sensitive, like when he's summoned to someone's deathbed so they can sign a power of attorney, authorizing their family to take over their affairs.
He was really in a really bad shape. Like, he could barely speak. And, you know, they had to give him, like, water, like, not even by glass, like, with drops. And he was in a bad shape. And then I went in, like, there were, like, all the family members gathered around. And they were sad because, you know, they knew that he won't be living for too long. But I had to do what I did.
Sign, stamp, leave.
My job is, you know, being like doing the legal formality, what the law, you know, tells us to do. And then this is the emotional part of the client or customer that I have to balance. Like, you know, I have to keep my, you know, straight face like a poker face, show no emotions.
Sonny told me this is a hard part of his job.
In India, people don't like to really talk about death, or, you know, they always want to avoid the discussion of death. Even in my family, like, you know, if something regarding death comes up and they will say, oh, you're not supposed to say that. But that is the fact of life, and, you know, So that kind of is a little confusing and overwhelming, because I see it every day and we're not supposed to talk about death.
One thing he does to cope is listen to a lot of music. And on days like these, he prefers Indian songs called ghazals.
Because my mind always kind of keeps on rushing between appointments, between handling my clientele, going through a place like in signing and absorbing what happened there, trying to grasp everything and mentally and emotionally kind of balancing myself.
Now, I feel like I might be giving you the impression that everything Sunny does is sad, which isn't the case at all. Here's another Yelp review. He's got dozens, but this was my favorite.
Last Friday, I got domestically partnered, legally. I'm sorry I didn't invite you to the ceremony. It was really small. Just me, my man, and Sunil from Red Tomatoes. We set up an in-home notary ceremony. Sunil was running a bit late, and so I called to make sure he was still coming. He had us down for a different day, but said he could be at our place in 5 minutes. And he wasn't kidding. 5 minutes later, he was ringing the bell. We sat at my lovely white pedestal table. I had a black pen, he had a blue. The notary just used whichever pen was closer to him, and we began the process. I signed, he signed, we all signed. There was some official stamping in the end, and it was all legit. Sound the trumpets, folks. And Sunil, the notary, was there to make it all official.
So I have done this domestic partnership a lot, and I had been to a ceremony too, where two partners are signing and they're having like a function, cutting cakes and people having wine. And I was like, oh, wow. And they're offering me wine, which I cannot accept because I'm public official job. It's fun.
Sunny started his business after he lost his job as a legal assistant at an immigration law firm. Being a notary was supposed to be a temporary gig until he found a new job, but he really liked it. It was simple, straightforward, and helpful.
It was something more than making money than providing service. So I think that is something that was installed in us since we were small. My father was in the army, and we had a regimented life, like strict, rules and regulation. And I think that might be the reason that I look more towards service, providing service rather than making more money.
After 9 years of doing this, he makes around $4,000 or $5,000 a month, which in the Bay Area doesn't go very far, but it is his full-time job.
I'm in the right profession, and this is what I was born to do, I guess, because I want to provide service. I want to do something important, I would say.
I have to say, I've talked to a lot of specialists, and I'm not sure I've ever heard anyone express so much pure delight in their work, especially when it involves so many people they'll probably never see again.
I just felt like, this is what I need to do, and I just went with it. I do play an important role in people's everyday life, but it's like only for 5 minutes, but it's an important one.
Like his 5 minutes with Arena Collins at Windsor Gardens.
I just want your thumbprint that goes right there.
Can I roll it?
No, just impression is okay. Either way is fine. Yeah, just put it down. There you go. Perfect. Thank you. Its ink list comes off.
After she signs all the papers, he has her put her thumb on his ink pad and then press it in his notary journal. That's the record book full of names, dates, signing details, addresses, and thumbprints he's required to keep in case anyone ever asks questions about any of the documents he's notarized. Though, he says, they almost never do. Still, he's got boxes and boxes full of people's thumbprints in his office. That's it. They're done. He'll get back in his car, and she'll move on with her life.
This is going forward. I want to get a home up here and be comfortable. I'll get some nice coffee or tea, go to Barnes & Noble and read a little bit. I'll be okay. I'm excited about it.
Sunny is a witness, both literally and kind of spiritually. He's the stranger you trust to be with you during some of the best and worst moments of your life, to verify what's happening, to confirm that those moments happened and that you were there.
I get emotional when I talk about people, and because I get to meet like people from all sorts of life, you know, people who have like mansions, and then people who live like broke, because everyone needs a notary.
Someday, we'll probably all need a notary.